Good morning, this past week's daf is daf Lamed, third parak in Masechtas Nedarim. So as we mentioned, okay, we'll start from the Mishnah now. the sugya, that last sugya before the Mishnah, Taka needs the caffeine pump. So, being that we're lacking that, maybe we'll get our engine started with this sugya. Okay, it's up to Mishnah. Hanoi the miyode ayam. Mutter b'yoyshvei hayabosho. Now, someone makes a neder. He asks himself from the elite group called Yorde Ayam. Those who go to sea. Mutter b'yoyshvei hayabosho. That's it. He only asked himself in Yorde Ayam. Therefore, he'll be mutter to those that are in the group of Yoshvei HaHayabosha, they're not Yodei Hayam. Yoshvei HaHayabosha, however, if he asks the group of Yoshvei HaHayabosha, also Yodei Hayam, that will ask Yodei Hayam, Shu Yodei Hayam Bechlau Yoshvei HaHayabosha, because the group of Yodei Hayam are included in Yoshvei HaHayabosha. Loi ke'elu shoholchim me'aku liyapum ela b'mishadaka lefarish. Now the Mishnah over here tells us that the Taka are two groups of Yodayam. You have the short trippers, the aku liyapum, right? That's a short trip. Maybe someone could tell us the situation of how close they are, if someone knows, right? If not, it's fine, it's not that's irrelevant. We're not, at this point we're just talking just the categories. When we want to know halach l'maisa, then we'll find that exactly maybe what that is. Akoponim, but this is a close trip over here, a little ferry ride, right? From Akoli Apple. So the Mishnah says like this, right? So the Mishnah tells us that when we said, when we're talking about the group of Yod HaYam, loy ke'elu shoholchin me'akabu le'abel mishadak le'farish. Okay, the Mishnah has to explain where this line is going back on, but the Mishnah tells us that there are two, right? You have the voyagers, people that are out for a long time on the sea, and then you have the short trippers. Now, what this is coming to explain, this last line in the Gemara, this last line in the Mishnah we'll see in the Gemara. Let's see the Ran over here at this point. Zok the Ran. See this? Just a couple of words in the Ran. B'yoshvei Yabosha also b'yodei Yam. Afilu heim achshav bayam. Zokteran, that when Mishra says that one makes a neder on Yoshvei HaBosha, he's also on Yodei HaYam, afil him achshav b'yam, even if they are currently on the Yam. Shoseifan lalas HaBosha, k'mifarish taimo b'gimorim. Okay, so the Ran seems to be ready taking sides. Right. Yeah. Zok the Ran, the loy ke elu haholchim me'akul yapum mefarish bigmor heichikoi. Okay. Zok the Gemor. Rav Papa v'Racha Breid Rav Iko Chad Masni Areishu v'Chad Masni Aseifam. The Gemara tells us in Machlekes HaMeroim, apparently it's not clear who holds what, but we know that there was a Machlekes between these two HaMeroim, and the discussion was this line in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah, what's it going back on? Chan Masni, Rish Chan Masni HaSeifa. Now the Gemara explains, Man de Masni HaReisha, Masni Hochim. Right, this last line of Loike Elu Shaholchem Akol Yapum. If it's going on the Reisha, then we read the Mishnah as follows. Hanoid miyode hayam, mutter biyoshve yabosho. The Mishnah says, right, the actual halacha of the Mishnah is, if someone asks yode hayam, he's mutter biyoshve hayabosho. Hob yode hayam also. But he definitely did ask him. So before that, there are those which are not bechlal the nether, right? The yeshu yabosha. However, yod hayam, he does ask him. Zok the Gemara v'loy ke'elu aholchim me'akol liyavu da'alein yeshu yabosha ninu elimisha darkon lefarish. So according to that, what the Mishnah is saying is that we are narrowing the group of Yod HaYam. Yod HaYam, you know, people with the literally would sound like anyone who goes to the Yam. And that thing, the Mishnah is telling us now that the term of Yod HaYam, the group that it is referring to, does not include just anyone who goes liyam, right? The person who's traveling just me'ak liyafu, he's not b'chlal that group. And so that's what it means, right? The Mishnah says, loy kel shalach me'ak liyafu el mishadak el afarish. That's explaining the yerda hayam. Who's the yerda hayam? Yerda hayam is a narrower group than one might have thought. It does not include those that take this short trip, the short trippers. No, just mission Dak Lafarish. Let's see the Ran. Dr. Ran. Ran is over here. Chad Tony La Reisha. Lohadisnan Lukila Hoche Meakli Apum. Tisfile de Reisha Koi Ulukulu. That. The discussion over here is that last line in the Mishnah, which says "Loi ke'el ha'ochel me'apul me'akul li'apul." That part of the Mishnah is telling us that there are two types of those who travel the Yam. According to this Mandar Omar, it goes on the Reishon and Zok Duran Ulakula. Ulakula. This is Ulakula because if it's going on the Reishon. This person answered the group which is referred to as the Holche Hayam, Yor de Hayam, and we are narrowing that group, making that group less. So it's the Kula that less people are Nesar in that group through this line here. These words, where are these words in the Ran? The Halein Yoish Ve'Yaboshon in whom? Right? Kotman Mashne Areshon. Goike Elu. Yeah, the Halein Yoish Ve'Yaboshon in whom? Now, point to the first, if we're excluding those people who just merely go Me'akli Apple, those ones that take the short trip, then Apachlal Yod HaYam, as far as we're concerned, they're really in the group of Yeshua Yabosha, and therefore they won't be Nasa. Zok Duran, Mishumahu Purta, Dahin Me'akli Apple, Shehein, Kraven Zelote, Lo Mikri Yod HaYam, such a trip will not establish them as Yod HaYam, and therefore, they remain in the status of Yeshua Yabosha. Right? The trips that they make, right, don't give them that status. So fine, so they maintain the status of Yeshua Yabosha, people who stay on the dry land.
Mashain Kain Amafarish? Or according to this, the one who says it's on the ratio,
right,
he say that the people who are Mefarish are not Yoshvei Yavosha?
So we'll have to see about that. We'll have to see about that. What comes out about that. the point over here is that we're talking about, right now we're talking about the group of Yodayam, and that's the point according to this, what the Mishnah is coming to say. On that.
I thought Yoshvi Yavasha, everyone says everyone is. Right.
Okay, so that's my question.
Right.
That's the question. Right. So that's we'll have to see if there's any basis to make a machlekes about that or not. Mm-hmm. Right. So all we know right now is that line in the Mishnah is coming to limit the group. Right. We'll come back to this in a moment. It's coming to limit the group that when you ask her. Yodayam does not include short trips. Now, v'chad toni lo aseifo zok d'ran. Actually, let me see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, uman demasni aseifo. You see where we are?
Yeah.
Okay, Mad Masni and Seifa Masni Hochi. Seifa is the second case of the Mishnah. Hanoider Meyoshva Yabosho, Osur Beyorde Hayam. He made a neder on Yoshva Yabosho. The Mishnah says that Yoshva include Yorde Hayam. On that, the Mishnah is saying, Veloy Bela Hocha Meyaku Liapu Bilvad. This that the Yodah Hayam are included in Yeshua Abosha. Don't think it's just the short trippers. El Afil B'Misha Daka Lefarish, even a person who goes on a long trip. Hoyl V'Soifoy Le'Yabosha Solik. Since that, you know, at the end of the day, he does come back to the Abosha, so that's why he's included in Yeshua Abosha. So basically, as far as we're concerned, we're saying that Yeshua Abosha really includes everyone. Right? Even people who are Yoda Hayam, and they're going for long trips, but they are also Bechlal Yeshua Abosha, when one asks Yeshua Abosha, because they eventually come back. Soifei Liabosha Solik. Let's see the Ran on that. Zok the Ran. V'chad toni lo aseifa ulo chumru. Zok the Ran that according to this man, the Omar, the Mishnah, the point of the Mishnah is on the Seifa, and it's the chumra and what it's coming to do, rather than limit the group that we're asking. That was what the previous man, the Omar, did. It goes on the ratio. It's limiting the group of those who become awesome. That's why it's the kula. According to this mandom, goes on the Sefer, and it is widening the group of who's Nasa. Right? That's what it means, it's L'chumra. Da'afil mishidak lefarish, even someone who goes for long trips, is B'chal Yoshe Abosho. He's also B'chal that, and therefore, that neder will answer him. V'chainam ya'afilu ha'holchim, Now the Ran. Well, let's just make this point over here. Right. So what is in question? Let's say right, in this sugyo over here is the fals. We have a reisha and we have a seifa. Right. The reisha is the person answered yodah hayam. Right. And over there, one could question. So, who's bechlal Yorde Hayam? Right? We have two types of trips. We have the long trips and the short trips. And does Yorde Hayam include both or not include both? That's one issue. Right? And then the Sefer of the Mishnah talks about the Yoshei Abosha. That's what you're asking in the Sefer. And there also we could be mistopic that. What's that group including? Does include any of the Yod Hayam, some of the Yod Hayam, all of the Yod Hayam? Right, that's the Malcolm. Those are what one could be mistopic when he learns the Mishnah. Now, so man demasni areisha, right? This man the Omar, So according to this man, the man masni areyusha, that means that when the Mishnah at the end talks about, right, Mishnah says, Loikel ha-holcha me'akol yapu, so we're addressing the Isra of the Reisha. The Isra of the Reisha is Yorde Hayam. So even though that the actual halacha of the Mishnah is coming to tell us that that doesn't include Yoshvei Yabosha, which, you know, probably is that might be partial. Right? But what we're interested in is the Dik, right? That the Yoshvei, that the Yod Hayam are Nesar. Now, who's Bechlal the Yod Hayam? So that's what the Sefer of the Mishnah is coming to say. Loikel Shalhochem Akal Yapa El Mishadak El Fanish. So according to this, that we are Lakula, we're limiting the group that's Nezak. Okay, so according to this lotion that we're addressing this thing. This person asked with his neder Yod Hayam, those who go to the Yam. That the Mishnah says, you should know that Yod Hayam, right, when a person says that, the reference of a Yod Hayam is referring to someone who's in the Yam for a while, not a short trip, and therefore those who merely go me'akol yapu are not nesar. That's what the Mishnah is addressing. Now b'negeya to the second issue, the hainu the halach of the sefer, that who's bechlal yoshvei yaboshem. So that the Mishnah doesn't discuss that at all. It's not discussed in the Mishnah. Now, even though maybe we mentioned, you know, maybe three passibilities, but in the Gemara it's mashmit that really the issue is just two passibilities. That who's included in the Yeshve Yabosha? So like this. So, and let's just speak this out over here. That we just said, according to this shita, that the term and the reference of Yoshvei, of Yodayam, it refers to people who take long trips and not short trips. Now, if you want to know, the term of Yoshvei Yabosho, what that refers to, right? So the over here, l'chayra, one could nachas be mistapik. It's not necessarily one is dependent on the other. Right? So therefore, one could say that it's possible that even though we said, I'm just speaking out, you know, what the possibilities over here are, right? That so we just said that those who take short trips are not bechlal the Yod Hayam. Now when talking about Yeshvei Yabosha, now what is this? So like we mentioned before, that, you know, maybe we could have thought that a possibility that maybe Yeshvei Yabosha means people who don't leave the Yabosha at all, right? And if that's true, right, according to that, it would come out that, you know, the short trippers are not bechlal either group, right? That's what will come out according to that. I think Gemara is not mashm like that. Right, it definitely sounds like that those who take the short trips, that they are definitely included in, if they don't become Yod Hayam, so they remain the Yeshvei Yabosha, so then they are definitely Nesar. And the only issue over here is that those who take the long trips, they could be considered the Yeshvei Yabosha because they eventually come back, but you know, according to this shita, it's not mevuyer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not speaking, not telling that to us. And if the Mishnah needs to tell it to us, according to the other mandomer, so there'll be reason to say that this mandomer does not hold like that. So according to this cheshbon, it comes out as what we're setting up is that there's a chiddush over here that the Mishnah speaks out. Now there's one of two chiddushim over here. Either the chiddush is we're limiting the group of Yorda Hayam, right? That's the Manda Omar at Tonya Reisha. That's one chiddush that the Mishnah could possibly be telling us, that when you say Yorda Hayam, you're not referring to just all people who take trips on the Yam. But if that's what the Mishnah is coming to say, fine. So the Mishnah is not telling us the chiddush of who's bechlal the Yoshvei Yaboshim. So then it could pass very possibly according to that shita in Achanami. We don't know, right? The Mishnah didn't tell us which chiddush. So therefore, those who are classified as Yoda Hayam remain Yoda Hayam, and the Yeshvei Yabosha does not include them. The fact that they eventually come back is not a reason to refer to them as Yeshvei Yabosha. Now, according to the Mad Masni Haseifa, right, let's just work that cheshbon the other way.
So then, how are we understanding when it says no der mi yoshvei yavosha aser but your day ayam? According to that,
so that
who is your day ayam referring to there? The short trippers or the long trippers?
Short trippers.
Okay.
The short trippers, right? And according to that understanding, right, this is an important that the terminology of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that you aser. Right, with the Yod Hayam, right? That's just our reference. But in truth, that in the terms of a neder, that wouldn't talk to them, right? Right. That's what comes out of court. In the words of the Tana, right? The Tana is using that right, to let us know that the short trippers are included in the Yeshvei Yabosha, right? But they're really not in Hilchos Nedarim. They're not classified like that because when you say Yodei Yam, you don't include them, right?
The English says about one of the other Mishnayos that all these things are tali in what the Lashon B'nei Adam is at that time and that place.
Okay.
So if that's the case. So we're just discussing what it was at the time of the Mishnah, at what they meant when they said these words. Is that correct?
Apparently that might be so. That might be so. That was referring to the later Mishnayos.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I wonder, Taka, whether this mission over here is. Definitely has to do with Loshon Bnei Adam. But I wonder if it's Taka. I have to see whether they reference that to this also. Is that a specific reference?
Mm-hmm. In terms of our language today, I think sailors has a pretty clear meaning. It's usually just people who are professional sailors. Beachgoers is maybe a little bit more liberal. Seagoers maybe is a little bit more ambiguous. what is a seagoer?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think people say seagoers.
You've never heard that expression? Oh, okay.
Yes, you got to see what it means.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a takakupom. Once you're mentioning that, let's take just see. L'chayra, the Mishnah over here, granted that maybe, you know, it's for a certain time and place, right? But except over here, L'chayra, what we're saying over here is this is what the term refers to. Right? Now, what is the person saying he meant? Right? You always have that, question over here, right? And that's because, you know, it's Pirushin Lahokel, right? Right, so, you know, those gedorim, right, tahainu azot, that, you know, you have certain things which have definite meaning, so period doesn't help, right, you know, if there's a definite meaning. But we see that, you know, that if something has some leeway in the translation, even though maybe it's something which is not necessarily used like that, so there is halacha of pirush lahakel. Right, so over here, and maybe there's something taka to work out to see, you know, what is the person saying, right? You know, so we always have, you know, the option in certain cases. The Rishonim tell us that, you know, he's, you know, he doesn't say anything, you know, he just he wants whatever the mashmois is, right? Okay, so that makes it easier for us, right? And then we only have to deal with the mashmois, right? Were it to be that, you know, he's saying otherwise, then we'll have to say that the translation that we're working with over here is something which is very established, and therefore, you know, it's one which we believe. It's not lent for Pirush and Lahokel, right, which is...
And Yam is not limited to a certain type of sea. Yam just means a waterway. Because there's different types. There's oceans, and there's seas, and there's rivers, and there's all different kinds of bodies of water. I think Yam just means, you know, people go yeah. in a boat.
What is the waterway Miakuliyahu? What is that?
That's right
along
the Mediterranean.
Yes. It's definitely in the Yam. That's what it is.
But the English said it's along the Mediterranean Sea. It's just that some Rishonim say that the thing is, the reason why you would think that's different is because they never go out deep in the sea. The trip from Akut Yafa, they stay very close to the land. So it's not a real sea voyage, as Michael would say. It's for the seaman. But it's staying close to the land. It's a short distance, but it's also close to the land. So
it wasn't so clear to me we were including rivers. Maybe, not so sure. I mean, according to the Manda Amar Aresha, for sure you're not including a river, no?
Well,
are you saying you could go on a long trip,
yeah,
even though
right.
it's according to the Ritva, according to the Manda Amar Aresha, since you're never far from the land, then for sure it doesn't include it. According to those who say that it's a question of a long trip versus a short trip, then I guess okay.
So. I mean, in English, I would say it's pretty clear that sea doesn't mean river. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how Hebrew works. But
I was trying to understand if Yam means waterway or Yam means specifically a type of sea.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That type of don't know.
I mean, just to go back to something you were just saying, maybe this is a bigger question, but
yeah.
When you've got a situation like this, you have another Mishnah that says Peirushin Lahakel, and here over here it doesn't mention anything about Peirushin. So do you say, okay, fine, but still, we learned the halach over there, and here we can apply it to this case. Or would you say, no, the fact that it doesn't say anything means that here there's a clear definition, and we wouldn't have the kula of Peirushin Lahakel. Or would you say, people would say the same people who said that way.
That was sort of what we were picking up over here, right? I don't have any definite decision on that. Not personal, right? Maybe if someone you know could see if Rishonim to talk about it, or if it's brought lahalocha or something. These are brought lahalocha, you know, in the proper context, you know, where it applies, place and time. Right, you know, to find out about that, right? But I don't have any decision on that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like a very general question. It could be anywhere in Shas like this, where you've got Mishnayos that are, you know, applying a halakha of one Mishnah to a situation and another Mishnah. Though, I mean,
yes, like I mentioned before. I mean, the Rishonim, you know, Taisus, and we had before. You know, tell us that you know, our Mishnah, whatever it is talking about, is specific situation, and that's why, you know, that halacha is not applicable over here, right? You know, right? So that's what we need to know. Yeah, exactly like you're saying, those two stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so coming back, come back around. All right, so we just discussed. We discussed the dinner of the Reisha, and the Reisha does not. According to the Masnei Reisha, that the Mishnah is just coming to tell us to limit the group of Yodei Hayam refers to people that go on long trips, we'll call it, right? And therefore it doesn't include those who take these short trips. But the other halacha, the Mishnah is not coming to tell us that. So if we needed the Tana to let us know that, he didn't, and therefore we should be assuming that it's not true. Right? And therefore, according to this, let's just see how this plays out. Right? So again, right now we're taking on, right, which maybe doesn't have to be like that. But right now we're taking on, just playing things out like this, is that according to each Lashon, the Mishnah is coming to tell me a chiddush, right? In this last line, and therefore we're assuming that were the Tana to hold like this chiddush, he should have to tell it to me. Now the Sefer only says one of two things, right? So therefore it should follow that the Tana holds only one of these two chiddushim. So therefore, if you learn that it's madmas ne'areisha, so the halacha. This other halacha concerning the sefer, that the sefer includes everyone, the Tana doesn't tell it to me. So therefore, at this point, we would assume that it's not true. Right? So that means that the setup of the halachas according to the Masnei Mereisha is as follows. It's l'kula, right? That's his whole halacha is l'kula. In all ways, meaning to say that when he says Yordei Hayam, he's not including all types of people who go Liam. The short trippers are not bechlal that, so then they won't be Nesar. And when the Mishnah says that in the Sefer, when he makes the Neder on the Yoshvei Yabosha, and that the Mishnah says that it'll answer those who go Liam, however, it'll only answer that group that didn't make it into Yordei Hayam, right? So that's really as far as we're concerned, that's what it'll mean, right? That the Yoshvei Yabosha are those that's their status. Their trips don't give them the status of a Yordei Hayam. They're the Yoshvei Yabosha, but those that their trips give them the status of the Yordei Hayam, they're not anymore Yoshvei Yabosha. The fact that they come back is not a reason for them to carry the status also of a Yeshvei Abosha. Now let's learn the Mishnah according to Masnei HaSeifa, right? Man the Masnei HaSeifa, according to this, is L'chomra, right? L'chomra means that and that's what the Mishnah at the end is coming, tell me a chomra upon him, right? Then that Mishnah comes to say that when a person makes a neder on the Yeshua Yabosha, he includes everyone, even the people who attack or carry the status of a Yodei Hayam. But that doesn't take there, right? They have, you know, two statuses. They carry, right? Carry two names, two hats, right? These people. Because the fact that they're Yodei Hayam is not a contradiction to the Shem of Yodei Yeshua Yabosha. Because Yeshua Yabosha includes any person that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he comes back, right? His station is on the Yabosha, right? Which includes everyone. So even though, you know, maybe he's at the long trips and maybe even time wise, you know, maybe he's spends more of his time on the ocean. But at the end of the day, you know, where's back home? There's a back home there, right? So now we're saying that. So according to this, that if that's what the Mishnah is coming to say, right, the dinner of the Sefer. So if that's true, so then we don't have the Tana telling me the chiddush of the Reisha, right? Meaning to say, limiting the group of of Yod HaYam, so L'chayra, that the group of Yod HaYam, according to this man, the Omar, should include anyone who takes, you know, takes trips into the Yam. He's Bechlal Yod HaYam. That'll be the setup of the Mishnah. So Yod HaYam will refer to anyone who takes trips into Yam, even short trips, and Yesh VeYavosha would include any type of people who take trips also, even long trips. That's what will come out according to this. If we assume, again, we're going right now is that being that according to each man the Omar, the Mishnah is speaking out of Chiddush. That's what the end of the Mishnah is coming to tell me, coming to make a point. So if we could assume that if you learn the Mishnah like that, the point that the Tanna is coming to tell me has to be said. So if the Tanna, if according to you, if you learn that pshat, the other pshat in the Mishnah that the Tanna doesn't say it, then halacha is not true. And so this is how things will come out, that it's an either or, right? Either you hold like this or you hold like that. Now,
isn't the position where the Mishnah lists v'lo kelo shalochem yachol yafo at the very end, isn't that mashma that it's going on the sefer and not on the risha?
Okay. You want to know if it's going on the risha, why the Tanna wait?
Yeah. It interrupted with a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a valid hole. What's this shit? That's a valid hole. Anyone have any machshavas on that?
What does it say before? It says she yordei hayam bichlal yoshve yavasha.
That's part of the sefer. That's
not necessary for the sefer. Yeah, why did they even need to say that at all? Right? Just say hanoder in the other mishnas. You didn't have that at all. Right? In the later Mishnahs, they just said, you know, you say this, you're mutter b'this, you're usher b'this, and mutter b'this. Why'd they have to explain? Right? They could have just said, anoder miyorde ayam, mutter b'yoshve yavasha, miyoshve yavasha, usher b'yorde ayam.
Because over here, you would think, if the Mishnah didn't say that, you would think that yoshve yavasha means people who live on dry land, and yorde ayam means people come to the sea, and they're two separate groups.
Oh, so you're saying now there's already a chiddush to it. Good.
It's telling you a chiddush that even though they spend, like Rabbi Weinstein said, most of their time in the sea, and they're seagoers, and they're sailors, they still call Yoshe Yabash, which is a chiddush.
Okay, so now let's say we learn it that way. Fine, good. So, Sheyordei Ayam, the people who are in this group, are also in the group of Yoshe Yabash.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then it says lo ke'elu
shaholchim miyakov. The clarification of the sefer, the way it's written, the position.
But it could be just a clarification of this one statement. Who's called Yordei Ayam? Lo ke'elu.
That's the sefer.
No, but that's the person who's interpreting it on the resha, saying who's be Yordei Ayam?
No.
We're limiting Yordei Ayam. Lo ke'elu.
It's not going on the last line. If it's going on the ratio, it's going on the words. Okay.
You asked a question. Is it why did he wait till the end? I'm explaining to you. There's an Amora who learns that way, right? You have a kasha on that Amora. You say, I can't understand the mission according to that Amora, right?
Right, but the line that you just said it's going on is part of the sefer. It's not part of the ratio.
I'm saying it's not part. It's a third thing. There's a part one, a part two, this is a part three. Okay. Okay, so you don't understand that Amora. Okay, fine. Okay.
Even if you have a question, you don't twist the Mishnah. That line is part of the Sefer.
I don't think it is.
You don't think it is?
It's not necessary.
It's part of the words. It's Miyoshi Abasa Ashmi Yodi Yamshi Yodi Yamakla Yoshi Abasa. It's one sentence. It's part of that sentence.
I mean, that's not how the man that landed on the Reisha, I don't think it's one sentence.
Really?
That's how I would have understood it, is that first it says the din and then it's giving the footnotes on the Mishnah afterwards. I mean, if you say it's on the Reisha, so then, you know, I understood it going back to the Reisha.
That doesn't have anything to do with the Reisha.
Interesting. You're saying it's an explanation of the Sefer.
Yes.
You don't need it to explain the Reisha. That's what you're saying.
You don't.
Okay.
There's no
shyness
to the Reisha.
So now, let's talk a thing for a minute, right? I mean, that definitely is a ha'ora, and that brings us definitely to think about this, which probably we could have thought about regardless. But what attacking is the issue over here? In other words, what is the starting point? What made each man, the Amar, decide to learn the way he's learning? Right? And with Rabbi Yo's Ha'ara, right, it makes the question that much stronger, that if the reading of the Mishnah, I mean, that's, you know, probably a true point, that probably the more simpler reading of the Mishnah would be like that, right? I don't know, if it's Akasha at the end of the day, right, you know, Mishnah do that, but what brought the man to Omar Aresha, you know, to learn like he's learning, and he'll have to tolerate the fact that the Tano, you know, waited to the end to say that.
So the way I understood that, right, is because if it's on the Sefer, there's no really nafkin, in other words. I understood the Mishnah differently than how the Rav explained
it.
I understood that the Sefer is telling us is that everybody's considered Yabasha.
Oh, so you assume that definitely is true.
Right, if there's some type of clarification of Yoshevei Hayam is, but that doesn't take away the fact. I mean, that doesn't strike me that it has any bearing on the fact that. But everybody is also considered Yoshevei Yabasha, right?
Right. I mean, it doesn't have to. So therefore,
if you put it on the Sefer, which again you might be tempted to do because that's where it's located in the Mishnah, but it's not really telling us anything that's really affects anything. That's an interesting point. But it
doesn't affect, or it's not necessary because I would have known that otherwise.
It doesn't affect it. Is that
the
Sefer is telling? That's telling us what the difference of Yeshvei Ha-Yam is, right? But the Sefer is telling us that even if you are a Yeshvei Ha-Yam, but you're also Yeshvei Yavasha, so therefore, all three are gonna remain usher whether he's considered a Yeshvei Ha-Yam or isn't considered a Yeshvei Ha-Yam. And I view the Mishnah as there's A, B, and C.
Yeah, okay, A, B, and C.
Right, there's Yeshvei Yavasha, right?
Okay.
You know, people that are not sailors at all, there are people that, go from, Akot, right? And then there are people that go to deep sea, right? So I call them A, B, and C.
Okay.
So.
Right. Deep sea is C.
So the Sefer is telling us is that everybody's in category A. So therefore, if you're notary again for Anshe Yavasha, A, B, and C are Aser. And it doesn't matter if it doesn't make a nafgamina if if B is considered a seagoer or not considered a seagoer, that's not really
right,
germane.
Right.
Right. So therefore, to put that distinction in, to say that, not, when we do, you know, that we're not talking about even B is considered a Anshe Yavasha, but even C is a Anshe Yavasha, but I mean, it's not really telling us much, because we know that everybody goes back to land, so there's that.
So you're starting with a premise, right? That definitely that's so, that Yesh Ve'Yabosha refers to people who eventually make it back. That's poshut, right? That's a given, and I mean, therefore the Tana doesn't have to let me know that.
Know that logical difference between if he's not a seagoer or he is a seagoer, but everybody says that he's a dry land person.
Now, but Mandamasni Aseifa is Gufa telling me that, right? Mandamasni Aseifa is the Tana is telling me, just like you're saying, that it's irrelevant, the fact that he goes to the sea, because Yabosha refers to someone that home is, you know, dry land, right? But that's what the Tana is telling me. So you're starting off that's poshut, right?
What is the Tana telling us?
The Tana is telling us that Yesh Ve'Yabosha does not talk about where he spends his time. Yesh Ve'Yabosha means that at the end of the day, where do you land?
Right.
Now that's not necessarily so poshut that's true. Yesh Ve'Yabosha might refer to where you spend your time. Right? I mean, according to the Man Damasni HaSefer, that's what the Tana is coming to tell me. Right? No, so the issue over here is that when we say Yesh Ve'Yabosha, what does that mean? Right? Is that refers to where you spend your time? Or it means that where is home? Where is your address? Where's your P.O. box? Right? Right? So if we're entertaining, you know, both of these possibilities, then, you know, the Tana has to tell me that. So what I'm hearing from you, maybe this is, you don't mean to say that, but from what I'm hearing from you is that you're assuming that's a davar poshut, right? Now, if that's a davar poshut, so then it's not necessary for the Tana to tell me that. So therefore, what's he saying, you know, must be saying something else, right?
Again, it says right. Uman the masni aseifa masni hachi another miyesh ve'yabasha also biyardei hayam.
Right.
So what's the reason for that? I mean, you know, the reason is because even
someone who goes at liyam
is also considered right.
But why is that so? Because he makes it back, right? That's what the Gemara says, right?
Because
he eventually makes it back. So that means that when you're talking about Yeshua Yabosha, you're referring to the final destination, right?
Right. So if you're talking about the final destination, what difference?
No, you're right. You're right. But that's only after you establish that you're talking about the final destination.
Meaning he needed to be mechadish that. It wasn't poshut from the beginning.
It didn't necessarily, right? Because one could have translated Yesh Ve'Yabosha to mean where you spend your time, not final destination, right? So, but let's make the cheshbon like Shlomo is saying, right? Is that possibly maybe this is the issue, right? And as he's starting out, everyone agrees with the halacha, right? Which, you know, maybe that I don't know if that has to be
that everybody's a land.
Everyone agrees to the svara, and the machlekes really is whether. How simple is it, right? If it's so simple, the Tana doesn't have to tell me that, so then the Tana must be going on the ratio, right? And Olman Omar is saying, no, you know, that could be what the Tana is telling it to me. And therefore, you know, I don't have a reason to think that it's going...
Right. That's a thing. Again, the Rav said what I wanted to say, but that's exactly how I wanted to say.
Now, I want to maybe more slightly different point. I hear saying is, you know, I mean, I was hoping Eliyahu would be here. that Eliyahu wants to say that it's more pashut, it should be on the Seifa because it's said at the end. But the manda, the masniya seifa, he has to change the whole lashon around.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay, right. So I think that's the real answer to it over here. Very good.
Okay.
Right? That even though in position it's there, right? Mm-hmm. But exactly. Right? The way the Mishnah says, right? Loikel shaholchon leyafu, elo v'mishadaka lefarish. Right? So it sounds like the way the Mishnah says is that we're dividing the group. Right, that's what we're doing. Right now, if it's going back, if it's going on the Sefer, right? Now, if you translate it literally, that's on the Sefer, right? He asked the Yabosha, and then the Mishnah will be saying that we're not including the short trippers, only the long trippers, right? And that doesn't make any sense, right?
Right.
So we have to say, on the contrary, it means not the short trippers only, but even the long trippers. Right. So that I think is the simpler answer, right, to the question. Right. Very mm-hmm. good. That even though in position, right, we have to tell Rabbi Yo this. Right. That even though in position this line is here, but you know, but in the wording of it, the simple wording really does not talk to this. Right. We seem to be talking to there. Right. Okay. Very good. Right. I think that's the right answer. So that really goes back and just addresses his question that, you know, if that was true that it's more simply should be going on here, you know, why is it going? Now we just found out that, well, that, you know, the position, you know, maybe has an advantage, but either key, so the wording doesn't really fit with the position. So that's a reason why we send it to the Reisha.
And it doesn't explain why the time of the Mishnah put it on the Sefer.
That still might be true. But Akoponim, but what we just accomplished now was that the positioning is not a deciding factor in what the Tana means, right? Because the wording doesn't really fit so well in the positioning. Okay, so that's why we could be mistopic over here, Taka, what is this, right? You know, do we go with the position? You have to adjust the wording a little bit, or keep the wording, and the Tana really is going back on the ratio. Fine. But right, what we want to know is that, but what is the root of the machloikis? Right? Is it, you know, just a technical thing that, you know, you're not gonna, what's easier to tolerate? You know, some just that kind of machlekes. You know, it's not the or the machlekes has to do with the halacha over there.
Oh. We might need to rewind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because Rabbi Yo, while you were out. We came to a realization that if you look in the Mishnah, right, that those words in the Sefer of the Mishnah, the positioning, right, would seem to be that it goes on the Sefer, but if you are medafshik in the wording, that the wording as is really does not fit with the Sefer. As the Gemara says, that we have to really make an adjustment in the wording in order to fit with the Sefer. Alright? Because what the wording of the Mishnah is that loy ke'elu, not the short trippers, rather the long trippers. That's the simple translation of the Mishnah. Right? So if you read it, you know, as is on the Sefer, then the Mishnah would be saying that if someone asks Yesha Yabosha, he's not also on the short trippers, he's only also on the long trippers, right? Which that obviously doesn't make any sense. And that's why the Gemara says, according to the Man Masi and Sefer, we gotta put in a Levad over there, right? Not only the short trippers, but even the long trippers. Right. So once that's so Michael is is telling us. So that's the reason why it's not poshut that the position of the word should decide to us where it's going, because the wording of the Tanya itself really does not fit with the Sefer.
And well, even in the Reisha, it doesn't fit with the Reisha so great either.
No.
Another miyode yam mutter yoshri hayabasha, and your mutter and yoshri hayabasha, and then you have to make a deal. You have to say, "Bo, you are the yam. You are us."
Fine. Granted, but the words that the Tana uses at the end of the Mishnah fit like a glove if we send it to the proper spot in the Reisha, right? That it's coming to explain the Isra of the Reisha.
Right?
So, the words as is, okay?
But it's still not on the words of the Reisha itself. You have to say,
Fine. But if we want to use the words that the Tana, you know, were used, so these words, right, are directed to something that's happening in the Reisha. Mm-hmm. Okay, Akopana, so. Right? So that's that luchar is the true answer to your ha'ara. now.
Back to where you were. What's the machlokas? I think that's where you were left off.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So what we just raised over here is the machlokas. In other words, now that we just said that this sefer, has some positive and negatives, in the reading, whether it goes on the Reish and the Sefer, right? So is the Machlokes what's easier to tolerate? Or the Machlokes is really has to do with the Halacha. Now.
Can I just set it clear that Miyosh Yabasha, Asim Yodei Yam, Shiyori Yam, Bechlai Yosh Yabasha, those words Shiyori Yam, Bechlai Yosh Yabasha, are definitely going on the Sefer? Can we just verify that and establish that before we go back there?
Okay, fine. Once we give this other answer, then you don't need what I said before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shikach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We'll give you a haskama to that. Right. Mm-hmm. He said, not like this. Now, in order to know, to the next thing, we have to get back to our shayla, and which is really negeya lahalocha, as much as, the halocha is relevant over here. Because let's you see over here. I just want to just speak this out over here. That in the Ran, B'chan Tani HaSeifo Ulochonro. Let's see. Dafilo Ma Misha Darkoi Lefarish. Dafilo Misha Darkoi Lefarish. Right is B'chal Yoshi Aboshu. B'kaim L'Kamad Maslo HaSeifo Ulochonro. Okay, right. We paskin like that man, the Omar. Paskin like that man, the Omar, that's going on the Sefer, Luchumro.
And then the Reish is also Luchumro.
And with the Reish, we're not limiting the Reish, right? That's what comes out.
So everything's Luchumro.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was really hesitant with this talking about Yom Tov over here. But what I still wanted to know over here was to what Shlomo was saying is that man the masni areisha, right? As we started discussing before. Man the Masni Aresha, what does he hold? Granted that the Tana is not coming to tell me a halacha concerning the Sefer. He's not coming to tell me who's included in Yeshve and Abosha, but what does he hold? Right. So before we were.
What are you going on? I'm sorry.
We want to know that the man the Masni Aresha. Right, that the words in the end of the Mishnah are talking about the din of the Reisha when he answers Yod HaYam, right? Who's included in Yod HaYam? Right?
Right.
It's a limit on that.
Right.
So what does he hold according to this Mandamasni Reisha? What does he hold in din as far as when one asks Yeshvi Abosh, what does that include? So yeah, right. So we were going till this point is that if you see, it would seem like in the sugi that it's something that you need the Tana to tell us that, right? You know, before Shlomo was saying, and therefore if Tana doesn't tell it to us, it's not so, and therefore so that there's a machloikis in these two manda omrim. On two accounts. This machlekes is first of all that who's included in the Yod HaYam, and there's machlekes to who's included in the Yoshvei Abosha, which are really unrelated machlekes. The machlekes as Yod HaYam, who's included in that, is that's a question of a reference. Yod HaYam, what do the words mean? What does one mean when he says that? Is he referring to, you know, people who tackle, when they head out to the Yam, you know, they are changing their position. There's a change going on over here, you know, from where they were, doesn't necessarily refer to that. It means the fact that they're just traveling on the Yam, right? Even though there's no real thing happening, right? And when we head in the car, you know, right, we don't, you know, when you head on a plane, you view that as taking a trip, right? When you go into a car, we don't feel like, you know, we're something new that we're experiencing right now, right? So that Shiloh L'Chayra, you know, is that what does Yod HaYam refer to, right? Does it refer to the new experience, right? Or it refers to the fact that person happens to be right now traveling on the Yam. That's what I'm assuming right now. There's no question. There are two things over here. But the question is what the reference of Yod HaYam refers to. That's that machlekes. Now the machlekes of Yoshvei Abosha is a different machlekes over here. It's like we mentioned before, right? That the Yoshvei Abosha, does it refer to people who, you know, we consider their constant position to be on the land, right? That's what it is. So they might take trips, you know, but that's where they are. That's where they're spending their time. Right? Or Yoshvei Abosha could refer to a destination, right? Or a final destination, we'll call it, right? Right? At where's home?
Let's say somebody has they live in the boat, that's their only living place. The people that they I don't know what it's called, Michael's say, but what's it? Their residence is in the boat.
They the houseboat.
Houseboat. They that's where they live the whole life.
I could even call them a Yoshvei Yavasha, though.
Because they have to go to land to get food, they have to go to land to get supplies.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're only eating fish, they're all living on a boat, they're only eating fish, they, you know, they're not relying on anybody on the land, they're not eating anything on the land. I don't know.
Well, Rabbi Weinstein said that that this is where they go home with their land. This is where they land. But
okay. So according to what I'm saying, which that might not have to be so, right? According to, you know, to the way I was translating, right? You know, there may be such a thing like there's someone who his home is there, and he looks at the Yabosh as a temporary a visit.
Get some supplies.
Yeah, right. Such thing like that. Right.
Well, I guess.
Right.
I mean, we say every morning, "Rokar it's alamayim." It's mashma from that every human being needs the land. You can't.
You definitely need the land. And again, you know, I guess the shiloh over here is, but you know, what's how does the land part, how does it, you know, how does it relate to you? How does it relate to you? Okay, now if you have, you know, okay, so C person, that, you know, the land is just, you know, that just happens to be there where the grocery store is, but, that, you know, could have been opposite also.
It's not as convenient.
Yeah.
Come back to Yeshua Kronos.
They
live all the time, and they're homeless, or they only there when they're wasting the time of the day, but they have a home to go back to. Yeah. Okay. So I don't have a decision on this.
But you're saying that the ratio on the sefer. If you learn, they're arguing, the two Amoraim are arguing both on the Reisha and on the Sefer.
That is what I am assuming right now. Shlomo had a different feeling on that. And we were just speaking out according to the way he's saying, then the Machlokes might be, you know, how simple that is, that it's not necessary for the Tanna to speak it out. Because everyone agrees to that. So the Masi and Reish, the Tanna is not telling me that, but it's true, so it must be that it's a
Pasha. Everyone's Yoshe Yabasha.
Everyone holds like that. Now, there is a Ksas Mashmois in the Ran to that. That Ran that we started with, right? The Ran on the mission, let's see if we agree with this. The Ran says on the Mishnah, I'm reviewing that first Rashi. the first Ran. Let's hear the first Ran. Mutter b'yoshvei hayabosho. Yeah? Mutter shabosho. Zokt Ran bo'oison she'ein rigilin liyos yode hayam be'onies. What does this sound like over here? Alright. Grad, it sounds like that he's just excluding
the big trippers,
right?
From the word anias?
Well,
from the word regilin?
Yeah, well, regilin maybe that might not be such a deciding factor, because someone who's rogel to go me'afli out, you know, there probably doesn't change his status, right? Kilin muta b'yoshvei yabosha person she'ein rigilim liyos yod hayam v'nis. Those who are not rogel to go, they go, but they're not rogel to go on ships.
I mean, let's just say that what's much more clear from the Ran here is that he's saying this is not to not include everybody. Whether it's excluding the big trippers or the short trip, or even the short trippers.
He's going on the Reisha, right? So the Reisha definitely, right? No, the Reisha that he answered, Yod Hayam, and the Mishnah says that doesn't ask everyone, right? The Yeshvi Avosha are mutter, right? And now we're just trying to hear that.
Oh, meaning he's not giving a definition of Yoshvei Yavasha. He's giving the gedder of who's mutter. Otan Shein Regilin.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what does that sound like? What does that sound like to you?
Well, so then I agree with you.
I thought he was saying that. Yavasha. Even people who take trippers, the short trippers, he's being mocked at the short trippers. If that's what he's doing, then he is. Then he's going with the man the master in the Areisha,
right?
Now the Idach Gisa, the next ran, B'yoshve Yabosho, Osur B'yorde Hayam. And he says, "Afilu him achshav b'yam shesoifin lalis liyabosho." To the first time of the Gemara. Now, what does this mean? See, the Gemara by us. See, mitzayecha the Ran. It would sound like. And this is what I wanted to be ma'ir, that it sounded like that he's talking the man the masni asefa, because he says shesoifin lalis the abosha, right? The Gemara uses that term in the man the masni asefa, right? However, if you look in the beginning of the Ran, afila him achshav bayam. In the Gemara, that wasn't the point, right? This is a new thing that the Ran's mentioning. Even though they're presently in the Yam, now when we learned the mission, that wasn't really a point where they are right now. The question is, what do they do, right? Mm-hmm. And that carries their status. Where they presently are right now is not who they are, mm-hmm. right? But in the Ran, he's learning. He's stressing over here, afila him achshav bayam, and the reason is shesoifin lalis the abosha.
In other mishnayos that we had in this parak, a lot of the things are telling you what the matzav is this exact moment.
So that is. We'll see. I mean, that is a bissel of discussion in the Ran. The Ran brings the Yishami over here about that, right? But I want to just to see if just this point over here. So maybe we'll have to see to work this out. But what I want to know is like this, is that the Ran explains the Reisha and the Seifa of the Mishnah. And how is he explaining the Reisha and the Seifa? And then the very last part of the Mishnah, when the Ran brings that, V'loi ke'elu mefarash b'gmora heichikoi, right? As if like he hasn't committed himself, right? The Gemara will explain what's going on, right? But if you translate the Ran, those two things the Ran explains, is he already
picking sides
or not? Right, exactly.
Well, so let's it's hard to say he's picking sides of the man that says the Aresha.
Well, so that's why I want to know what is how do you explain that first Ran, right? Muta b'yosh v'hai b'hayabosho, right? Their mutter, and on that he's saying, "Ba'oisin she'en regiim lias yerda hayam ba'onius."
I would think that it's got to exclude even the short trippers, because if it was only excluding the long trippers, then he'd be saying that the short trippers are mutter, and he'd be paskane, and he'd be going like the mandatani aresha, which he doesn't. The sofishal dover, he doesn't go that way.
Yeah.
So why would he be siding that way?
Right. So right. I mean, even like we're saying, you know, the Ranav said in Farash Mor Hechikoi, it sounds like, you know, he should be leaving things open, right? He should. Doesn't sound like he committed himself, you know, either way, right? Right. Okay. And definitely, like you're saying, right, he shouldn't be mefarish shlib b'hilchsa. But how we entice these words over here, right? So let's just hear again what Shlomo told us. We have three groups, right? What are our three groups? Two types of travelers, and then the other group is the non-travelers, right? If that's what it means, so now how do you translate? So what is the Ran saying over here? He's mutu b'yeshva yabosho, ba'isin she'in regil and liyis yoda hayam banis. So what is, do we know what that means? That this in itself is not so clear what this means. Right, how about your taiches? Ba'ishan she'en regilim liyais yor dehayam ba'anirs. They're not rogil?
Not what?
They're not rogil, they're not accustomed.
Right, I thought that he was coming to exclude people who might go on an occasional trip. That's the...
And what's that? So that's like a new category?
Right.
Something, none of the above.
Yeah, well, that's called, that's right, that's not called even short tripper.
Mm-hmm.
That's meaning the fact that you maybe go on you went on a fishing trip, you know.
Okay, that might be helpful. That might be helpful for us. And therefore, you know, he's not committing more than that, right? That's what he would be saying. So he would be taking a step and saying that when the Mishnah says that he's mutu b'yeshvi yabosho, it's not limited to those people who have never took a trip before, right? It could refer to people who took a trip, but in regilim. But that in regilim is not getting involved in the two groups that the Mishnah discusses. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would, let's say, leave that the Reish Aparev at this point. Alright? Now, the way he's Masbid is safer, how would you explain this Ran over here? The Ran says, Miyoshia Bosha also Biyorde Hayam. I feel him achshav bayam shesoifin lalas yabosha. So on the one hand, right, the afilu him achshav bayam is again not focusing on the Gemara's sofik over here, right? So like he's again touching on a new point. That's not the point in the Gemara. Miyesh veyabosha also biyode yam. Even those that are there right now, shesoifin lalas yabosha. So now, what I wanted to know over here was that this shesoifin lalas yabosha is that taking a side of the Gemara or not? It would seem lochoida that. From the next thing the Ran says that he's been stopping on that, so it seemed like he's not committing himself to that. Right? So we don't know where the last line in the Mishnah is going on. Nevertheless, he could explain the sefer of the Mishnah in this way.
I mean, I think this helps Shlomo. Because if he's saying that even a person who's Mefarish, sofo they're gonna come back to the land. And that means they're going to be usher, and he's not taking sides. He means even according to Mandamasni Aresha.
So if that's what he means, that's what I'm trying to see. If that's what I see, that's what I see from over here. See, initially, right? That's what I was coming back to over here.
Okay.
That initially it sounded to me like he's explaining the sefer like this, or the halacha of the sefer. that definitely includes. That's like Shlomo. And if that's so, then the whole issue is just, you know, what's the halacha of the reisha, but the halacha of the sefer stays the same, right? But now when I'm being medayik in the Ran, he doesn't say what the issue that the Gemara makes, right? No, he doesn't tell us that even those who take long trips, they're also included in this because they come back, right? So it looks to me like he's taka, like he's saying later. He's not getting involved, and this is taka part of the suffix.
Okay,
but let's see what that means. Let's see if we could touch this Ran. That means that the Ran is saying like this: that the Mishnah is coming to say that even a person who is currently in the Yam, since his real position, you know, is on the Yabosha, right? That's what that means. So what I'm trying to,
but it's only going on a short tripper.
Yeah. Or right, it could only refer to. Because when we understand that, according to this sad, that a long tripper is not pachal yoshvei abosha, and a short tripper is, even though the short tripper is currently, on the yam, but we're talking about, you know, the performance of this person, right? He's a person that the way he lives, you know, this is his main spot.
Right. So then the question is, how do you understand shesofo lalos? Meaning, it sounds like shesofo lalos means within a short period of time. But if he's sofo lalos, but it's not going to be for a long period of time, no.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to hear. That this sofen lalos is not the same sofen lalos as the Gemara. Right, so sofen lalos over there is it means it's just at the end of the day, you know, he's back here. All right, that's the final destination is back home. That's not what this means. This means is that this person, even he's grata out there right now, right? But you know, it's like the person who's on the Garden State Parkway, right? You know, he's gonna be home
tonight.
We don't relate, you know. We don't relate him to, you know, that he's a highway person, you know. Right? No, living on the parkway, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So that is the ha'orah over there. That even though he talks the nusach of the Gemara Seifim Lalos, but to me it seems that the halacha that he's talking about is not really the halacha that's discussed in the Gemara. He's not talking about a long tripper. He's just come to explain that even though this person currently is on the Yam, I still can refer to him as a Yoshvi Abosha, and then he uses the term that he's Sofer Lalos, but it's not the same Sofer Lalos of the Gemara. Right? That's what it would seem like to me.
So someone's on a long trip isn't Sofer Lalos?
It's not the same Sofer Lalos, right? You know, as a person that's on a long trip, see, you know, he's established where he is. The reason why we call him a Yoshvei Yabosha is because at the end of the day he's going to change his status, you know, to the Yabosha, right? So that's why we can call him Yoshvei Yabosha. But this person over here, the Ran's talking about, that he's not in a different status, right? The fact that he's going home tonight or whatever it is, is that tells us that where he is right now is just happens to be there. Right, it's not like he's going to change his status. That is who he is right now. Right? He just happens to be right now taking a ride over the water, taking the ferry. Right? So that doesn't even establish his current status. All right. Okay. Let's see over here. Maybe one more shtickle gemara. Okay.
Yes, before we go.
Yeah.
I seem to remember, but I can't find it now. Mm-hmm. That on that Mishnah where it says where he says he's asking himself Anshe Yevasha, right? That, and it's coming to exclude. You know, what's it coming to? Like in the other Gemara, we asked, you know, who's it coming to exclude? I thought there was a. I seem to remember a footnote. That Anshe Yevasha was coming to exclude something.
Oh, right, your Harus' question, yeah.
I don't see it here. What's his name? I seem to remember, like, it comes to exclude fish and.
No,
was that someplace
fish
else?
Was the next one. Fish was by the Uber and the Dagim. It's on the next mission of Meror Echama.
Okay, but regardless,
okay,
but
then if we don't have a note on it, then it's a question. No,
yeah,
right.
Well, okay, so let's think about that for a moment, right? I mean, theoretically, we could tackle, you know, think about that it's coming to exclude someone who's, you know, doesn't have the final someone, something that doesn't, basically something that taka lives, its home is in the sea, right? That
right.
probably is right, but really what we have to maybe question in the first place is that this is he bechlal, does his neder talk to all Balei Chaim, or this neder is really only talking to people?
I would think people.
Right? So if he's talking to people, Sushen, then right. You know, then that's not going to help us. Right? That can only help us if we could just say that his neder would talk to all Balei Chaim, so then we have, you know, a type that's, you know, that is a real Yosh V'yam. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, we want to just see a little bit over here, the next Mishnah.
The Mishnah says that even somebody goes very far into the sea, the Ein of Nosas Masa Yavo Yala Liabasha. He's always looking forward to the next time I'll get back to the land.
Oh. That's a fleet week, what do they call it, this week, where the sailors are all in New York now. Forget, not important.
Even if they only may be 2 days a year on the dry land, but that's what they're looking forward to. That's their.
Yeah. I mean, it's Taka. Oh, just I mean, it's an interesting point just to point out that. You know, in our world, there's something else, right, which might cause a person not to be considered a Yesh V'Yabosho. I would think an airplane. Is that Yesh V'Yabosho? Right? What that is? It's not a Yerdayam. It's not
no
a Yerdayam.
No one lives on the airplane.
Well, I mean, the people who are stewards and stewardesses, that they're spending a lot of time, could pass the most of their time is in the ear.
But it's not like, I mean, the Yeshve Yam are like there
6 months
without a break. Here they don't go 12 hours, 14 hours.
Mm-hmm. An astronaut who goes on a mission to the moon for 6 months, at least, I don't know.
I mean, they for sure can't live there forever. They need to bring food. They can't get food out there. Oh, can they grow food there? Can you grow food in the space station?
Only for a certain amount of time you could.
Yes, okay. But probably that such a thing is definitely. Looking your meiri, you know, to get back. You know, it's not a, right. It's not a, definitely not a.
You know, Luna is the sun and moon.
Lunatics.
Yeah, okay, I hear.
Okay, one more time. Zok the Mishnah like this. Hanayda Merei Chamo. Yeah, Osur Af Bisumin. Someone makes a neder and he's asking the category which is referred to as Roye Chamo. Zok the Mishnah, Osur Af Bisumin. Mishnah says because the intention of one who uses these words means Misha Cham Roye Son. That Roye Chamo could definitely be understood as those who see the sun. Now, if that's what it would mean, so that would exclude Sumin, people who are blind that don't see the sun. However, the Mishnah says that's not the halacha. It includes sumin, and the reason for that is because the term roye chama does not mean those who see the sun, but it refers to those who the sun sees them. The sun shines on them, and the sun shines on sumin just as anyone else. Zokti Gemara, my time. Zokti Gemara, why is that so? Why is this the translation? It would seem like the simple translation really is all the way. Those who see the sun. Zokti Gemara, midloik ha'omar min haroyim. Zokti Gemara, the reason is like this, because if that's taka what was being referred to, those who could see lafuke sumin, so roye chama. Well, why would we be saying Roye Chama? Just talk about Roye, period. From the fact that we're saying Roye Chama, so if he's using that term, then obviously he means something else. He means those that the sun sees. However, Hagufa Kasha, right? But like, why is that better? Why is he using this term? If he's including Sumin also, so he should just, answer, everyone, right? And as well, why is he classifying, using this classification, which at the end of the day really means everyone? Zok the Gemara, Bafuki Dogen Ve'Obrin. That there is a group, there is a group that Roye Chama does not include. Roye Chama, the sun shines on those who are not covered. But those who are covered, concealed, are not b'chal roye chama, and therefore lafuke dogim v'obrim. Dogim are, under the water, and that's, it's not referred to. They're not considered roye chama. Direct. What?
They sometimes come up to the top.
Right, but I guess that's not their status, right? Their status is their. So in the water.
What about Ubrin? Aren't they so from Letzet?
So like this. So when we say that it's Lafuki Ubrin, right? An Uber is Sofi Lotzes. But that changes his status. So if you come in lafuke obrim, the status of an ober, that intrinsically means while he's in that stage, right? So there's no ober that's going to remain an ober that's soy filotes, right? Right? He's going to change his status as an ober, right?
Listen to how these three Mishnahs are connected. I never really thought about it before. Why didn't this guy just say, meaning, the next Mishnah, he could have excluded Ubrim by Yelodim or Noldim with some kind of a Lashon like that. And he could have excluded Dagim, he's saying, Miyoshvei Aretz. If Yoshvei Aretz includes all creatures on the land, he could have excluded it, right? But now we're in... just the how these lashonos fit together and what they, I don't know, just suddenly striking me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's what, something to think about. Mm-hmm.
It's a fine point then, that an Uber is going to come out eventually, is, but it depends how it comes out, if it's us or not. In other words, obviously the Iser Hanah is after it comes out, right? It's, let's say, like, you're using the cloth of an Uber is, right, that the Hidr in Safras is, right. So we're not talking about using it while it's still in the animal's stomach, right? It could come out when it's still an Uber, and that would be still Aser Bahama, as compared to once it's born, it changes from the status to an Uber, from an Uber to a calf. Or,
oh, I mean, are you asking the following question? We're excluding Ubarim or Mutter. Are they only mutter when they're inside, but now that they come outside, they become usher?
So I'm not asking that as a question. No. I'm just saying that as a statement.
When they come out,
what
are you saying?
When they're born, they're for sure usher.
When they
once they're born, you cannot get hanah from them.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Is that established? A established thing. Yeah.
It says here.
Okay, one second. Before we get
again, when it says that that you're ushering fish, right? Because the fish are under the water.
Fish.
Excuse me. You're,
oh, you're not ushering.
You're not ushering the fish. I'm sorry. Right. Okay.
But you still want to know what
right.
Uber, what is it relevant? That's what you want to know, whether they have an Isser or not. Regardless, Luchar, you can't be nene from an Uber while it's in the Uber state.
It says Shahab Sharus Lahanos may Uber. He bekach mamid ishim uberes latzer es haruach shekreis a rachav machmas hauber, and the uber is blocked in the wind.
Okay. All right, that's not how I would have understood it.
Okay, let's hear your train of thought on this, right? I mean, let's set that as a question. Maybe that's one answer. Maybe Shlomo has a different answer, but. The issue over here in the Gemara is that what's he come lafu, okay? By saying this, he's not answering ubrin, right? That he, you know, hano can't be nene from an uber, and that we want to know. Well, you know, how could one be nene from an uber, regardless? So let's hear. So what were you thinking?
So I was thinking that again, typically, if let's say an animal doesn't. You know, if the Uber doesn't get born, right? So it still remains the status of an Uber, even when it's out of, out of the body, right?
If it's not born, okay.
Right, let's say you shechta an animal and it has an Uber inside it.
Okay, right. If it's not born. So let's take that on. That it remains in the status of a Uber. Okay.
Right, or right, maybe even clearer it would be, let's say, the fish, right?
But would that be, if the Uber that you're talking about was already extracted at the time of the Neder, it would be mutter?
That
probably is a
Reyechama,
no?
So that's what I'm saying. Unless it was excluded, right? In these cases, right, it's the opposite. It's excluded, but unless they were excluded,
uh-huh.
When you're ushering fish, it's not talking about you diving in the water and eating the fish underwater. It's talking about I'm ushering fish. I'm pulling it out of the water, so I'm mutter to eat that fish, right? Because a fish isn't.
No, you're right. But what about the fish that was already pulled out of the water? Is that fish also mutter, or you know, it's dependent on you know where that fish is at the time. At the time, is he a roichama or not a roichama? So it sounds like to me that you're understanding that it's the status of that species. It's not real dependent on where they are. You know, we don't have to check whether the sun is shining on them or not.
That's how
if it's the status of an Uber, generally the sun does not shine on. If you have an Uber that happens to be carrying under the status of Ober, but it's out of the concealment and the sun is shining on it, right?
I mean, we
how is that? Because it's a Ben Pakua? Is that what we're talking about? What are we talking about? What's an Uber that the sun is shining on?
Again, the mashal that I have is in Hilchos Safras. It's there's a heater to use cloth from an Uber, right? In other words, to take the
And you shechted an animal and it had an Uber inside it,
right? And to use that cloth, so we still refer to that as cloth of an Uber, right? Even though it's out and it's seeing the sun, right? But it hasn't.
What's bothering me in this is that in such a situation, don't we say it's Yerachimo? At that point, once you shech the mother, would it be mutter because it's still called an Uber? Or we say, no, at that point, you shechted it, it's called Yerachimo. Because otherwise, the shechita bichlal isn't mutter it. And you can't use it for a cloth.
So that's not a kosher. What you're saying, okay. that is necessarily how Ben Pakur works. Right, Mitzvah Shem, right? We'll see whether that is necessarily.
So you're saying it might still be separate from the mother. It gets a separate heter from the shechita, and it's not called part of the mother at that point.
Yeah, right. This is not.
I'm not sure if cloth needs shechita, right?
I think it has to come from
this mutavficha. But I think a minimum mutavficha. I don't know.
But either way, if you can eat it, meaning regardless of whether using the cloth. I mean, once you shecht this animal with the uber, you're saying maybe you didn't shecht the animal.
Yeah.
But when you're shechting it, it makes it part, but when you don't shecht it, we still refer to it as an Uber, right?
So to call an Uber something that doesn't see the chama, it means that, you know, it's typical, and it's...
Okay, so the premise, I would think maybe we have to verify a little bit. At you know, if that's really the status, called Uber, is that called Uber? I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. If that's called an Uber, the fact that it wasn't born, is it called an Uber now? I don't know. I wouldn't be so sure about that. Right.
I originally was thinking it meant it was an Uber at the time of the neder, and the fact that it comes out later doesn't make it not an Uber, it's still mutter. You're only asking what was an Uber at that time.
Right.
Are you talking about that, or are you talking about something else?
Because I think Shlomo's talking about that he could agree with you that the Isser is chal on the status of the thing at the time of the neder, right? Right, that's going to decide. But he's working with such a thing that you have something which has a Shem Uber, even though at the time of the neder it carries the Shem Uber, but it happens to be a Roi Chama, you know, in practicality. Right? Now I'm losing the train over here. Where are we going with this? What was the point again over here? We started discussing that what's a negeya to be nena from an Uber, right? That's what it was. And at that point, we assumed that an Uber is something which is taka b'meyima. That's what an Uber is. So you know, if that would be osir. Or not? What would it be? What is it relevant? Now, so I think Shlomo was saying, well, because I could have an Uber, something which carries the status of an Uber, which is not in the mother's stomach, right? And that's where that all came from. So we have to all assume that it has the Shem Uber, then we have to also assume that even though it is a roya chamo, but it's not osur. Right? Because, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Right? So there's room to be mefakfik, to question whether those assumptions are true. Now, but let's talk about Michael's point. Rabbi Yo, what do you hold about this? Right? Even as if the question over here is that how you nena from an Uber, so that really has to do with that what's the halacha here? That were the Uber to become Osir, right, what happens after it comes out? Right?
I don't think it's an Uber after it comes out.
What?
I don't think it's called an Uber after it comes out.
Right, see, but the question is like this, is the Isser dependent on the Shem Uber, that I'm giving an Isser to something which carries the Shem Uber, right, or that's what we are asking. Anything which isn't in this status at the time of the nether, the Isser is chalon. If it goes through, you know, a change, you know, the Isser will it'll take the Isser with it.
The other way around, the Uber is
what? Yeah, same, but the shayla is what's irrelevant, right? That's what we want to know. If it will be osur, so vital, what's that? That's the question, right? What am I gaining with the fact that you're excluding an Uber if you wouldn't exclude an Uber, but how would this Isser play out? I believe that's the question, right? Is that what the question is? And that the answer you're saying was, no, you can have an Isser on the Uber even while it's in there. No, it's relevant, right? Could the mother stand in the doorway or not, or whatever it is, right?
That's
Gilyan HaShas.
Who's
the Gilyan HaShas? Gilyan HaShas? That's Rebbe Feger, usually.
You have Gilyan HaShas in your daf? I don't have one like that.
Where is that?
I have it over here, but not.
Where is that?
I have a Gilyan HaShas over here, but I don't have it on this stuff.
Yeah, I don't see. Where is it? Let's see, where is that? I didn't notice that Gilyan HaShas.
It says,
a Gilyan HaShas. I don't know. We don't have one here. Right? Maybe it's referring to something else. Yeah, and I don't see that here.
I wonder if it's in, maybe it's in Rabbi Akiva and the Mishnah. Just called it Gilyan HaShas.
Yeah. Okay. But let's hear that for a moment. So we're trying to that question is addressing that why is it necessary to exclude an Uber from the Isser regardless, even if the Isser would be chal. But how is one nene from an Uber? That's the question, right? That is the question. So now, but we're discussing.
Once the baby is born, though. Would it transform that? Then it's usher because it's the chama can shine on it.
That's the question we're asking.
Or does it just go by the shas of the nether, whatever is?
So it depends. It depends whether. So there's two different shas, right? Mm-hmm. I mean to say that if it was excluded at the time and then later it became included, and you have the other way, if it was included and then it became excluded.
Well,
right.
How do you have the other way? A person gets put in a nursing home and they're never going to go outside.
What we mean over here is like this: is that so we're talking about an Uber and we're excluding the Uber.
Uber is not awesome,
right? Now, what about after the Uber is born? Right?
Is he excluded forever? He's excluded. By the time of the nether?
Wait, someone just think for a second. Is that what we want to know? Right, what's it relevant whether it's also or not? So the answer to that we would have said the answer to that is, well, it's relevant to be neder from him after he comes out, because whatever happens at the time of the neder is here to stay. Therefore, if Uber would have been included in the Isser, it's not even relevant, because if an Uber is included, it's not really. I mean, his status wouldn't change. But nochmal, let's hear again what we're saying over here. We're memayit Uber, right? That's what the cheshbon really is. This is touching on another point. We'll get to that maybe in a minute. But what we're saying is like this: is that this that the person used the term of roye chama as opposed to, let's say, royim, is in order to be made ubrin, right? Then if he would have said Royin, he would have included Ubrin, right? And he's saying Roy Chamo in order
if he would have said Royin, he would have said that it's mutter to get Hana from blind people.
What about Ubrin?
That's brought down in the Mefarshim in the footnotes. The question is, it says somewhere in Chazal that Uber can see me from one side of the world to the other side of the world. Something about Uber can also see. But
okay, I don't want to get into that as of yet. You coming to Bimimait, Ubrin. I just want to see if that's necessary for me to get involved in right now. So again, we want to know what's irrelevant, whether the Uber is Nesa or not. And on that, we're saying the simple answer is because if he's Nesa, then it'll be also even after he comes out. Right, that should be the simple answer to this question. Right? Granted that you can't be Nena, let's say, while he's in the Uber. But the chiluk will be whether. So this Mishnah is saying
you can.
What?
You can be now in a while he's an Uber.
There's no way
to be.
Right. Okay. Question is that what's irrelevant, right? So even if we accept that premise that one can't be nene, practically speaking, from an Uber while he's an Uber, but it's still relevant. This helped to exclude the Uber, because if he wasn't excluded, then it would be also after he's born, right?
He says here that the nether is only for a zman mesuyim or mokum poni. It can't be general. Because if you made it general without any limit of time or place,
okay. Granted, how's that relevant to us right now?
So it's only for a limited amount of time. So you're saying it for a week.
If it's for a week, okay. I mean, if that's what it was, I don't know if it's a limited time. Had to be a week. Let me just think for a second. I mean, if you're coming from a person, if he's answering everyone. Person can exist, I guess 9 months or whatever it is.
What about vegetables? Are they usher? Is that called Roy Tama?
I'm just not sure what that is. He can't be named from people, right? So that's assuming that things that belong to people, you can't be named from. But does that mean that there are things that are hefker that don't belong to people?
Tosfos says
answer to that.
No, but why do we have to exclude dagim then?
Tosfos answers your question, Michael.
Okay.
He said neo betfu peres bechol dav shein bo rachaim shari.
Oh, fine.
Shkoch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just speak out Tosfos's aura over here. Shamfan Tosfos. Tosfos asks the Shiloh, as follows. What Tosfos's ha'ora? In time of like ha'omar min ha'royim mishim da'oz havidogim. Question about the Ubrim, whether that, we'll leave the Ubrim out of the picture at the moment. We're starting like this. The Gemara is saying that Roye Chama really, in simple translation, should refer to those who see the Chama. Right? Now, the reason why we're translating it differently is because if that's what he meant, he should have said Royim. Elamai, he means the other way. Rather, not those who see, but those who are seen. Right? Frank Tosfos, that's not a reason to change things around, because there's a difference between Royim and Royecham. Fish, Tosfos is thinking right now, are Royim, but they're not Royecham. So, really, the reason why he said Royechama, right, is in order to exclude fish, right? So Royin really should really still mean Royim and exclude Sumin, right? Yeah. Right. That's Tosfos's question. Right. In fact, Tosfos, that you're telling me that we're changing around who's seeing who, because if that's what he meant, then he should have said Royim. Why are you mentioning the Chama? If you mention the Chama, that indicates this is a whole different intention over here. Who's seeing who? Vectais says, well, yeah, I don't see how you had the right to switch things around, because there's a difference between Royim and Roye Chama. Right? You have Dogim. Now, the truth is, in Tosfos is Kasha, right? Probably we should have included Uvrin also, right? Because Uvrin probably are not Roye Chama, right? Right? What we're assuming right now is that anything which covers, which doesn't allow them to see past, you know, they're not Roye Chama. Right? So Fektais is that how do we have the right to switch it around and talk about the sun seeing them, therefore Sumin are Bechlal the Isser? Lo'olam are talking about seers, and Sumin are out, right? So why don't we just say Royim? What is he adding by Roye Chama? The answer is because there's seers who taka don't see the Chama.
Well, the Chama doesn't see them.
No, we're Tosfos's kasha is
Dogim don't see the sun.
Tosfos's kasha, yeah, that's Tosfos's kasha, right? And Tosfos's kasha is assuming that Dogim don't see the sun, right? Right, that's Tosfos's kasha. Rakapana is not a direct seeing. That seems to be Tosfos's kasha, because that's what Tosfos is asking. In fact, Tosfos's kasha that the fact that he mentioned Chama is not a basis to change around who's seeing who. We should still be saying the simple translation of Royim means that, you know, the one that you're answering, you know, he's a seer. But Roye Chama is because there's a difference between Royim and Roye Chama. Right? Not every Roye is a Roye Chama. Right? You could have Royim that have the ability to see, but they're not Roye Chama, you know, if they're enclosed. Mm. So Dogim and Obrim are enclosed. They're not Roye Chama, but they're Royim. Right? And therefore Fectiasis. So that should be the translation that we started with. And therefore Sumin, right, we're not Royim at all, should definitely be excluded.
Yeah.
On that, Tosfos's answer is that's not true. That Dogim are Roicham. Mm. Right? So since Dogim are Roicham, so again, so you know, then it's right. Then the question is, what are you adding with Roicham? Everyone who's a Roye is a Roicham. Elmai must be, now we mean Fakert. Now, this is where the question as far as Ubrim comes in, mm-hmm. comes into the picture over here. What's the status of an Uber as far as whether the Uber is a Roye Chama or is a Roye at all, right? Right. Right. So you know, so this might be a little more technical, right? There's some want to suggest that an Uber really can't see, but others say to that, well, you know, by the same token, you know, they say the baby can't see after they're born for the first whatever amount of time also. So, you know, if that's what it is, then even after they're born, you know, it should be like that. It doesn't seem like that, right? So we're not referring to that not being able to see, right? Whatever that is. Mm-hmm. So therefore, Ubrin really have the ability, as far as we're concerned, to, you know, to see. But, you know, they're not really a chama. So if that's true, so then what's Tosis' answer help Lagabe Ubrin? In other words, granted, you'll tell me fish, taka, you know, whatever that issue was, what Tosis, you know, whether fish are considered Roye Chama or not. Right? You know, they're direct seers, not direct seers. But Ubrin, Luchara, are not Roye Chama. Right? Now, in order for Tosis to answer his kasha, he has to say that no, anyone who sees is a Roye Chama. Right? But how is an Uber Roye Chama? So this is where. This is where the Taz that you sing over the Taz, yeah, right. This is where the Taz says a little davar chodesh over here that the Taz relates to this. What's the Chazal that he says over?
The gam beuberim hein gam kein shehim bor mesachama kedisa benida the uber mabit misofa olam viad sofa.
Right. Right, so the Chazal that you know that an Uber, you know, has some kind of a connection, right, to the entire world. But the Ha'orah on that is that whatever that is, but it's not referring to physical seeing. I mean, L'chor, right? I mean, it's not right. So that's something else. So does that help to make him into Roye Chama? That's what the Mefarshim talk about, right? Right, Rashash, right? Yeah. But we have to know how to answer the question. Whereas Rashi says that you know that take out that he's the one who takes out Uber from Tosis's kasha, right? But taka why, right? Because if you're taking Uber out of Tosis's kasha, that means he's saying that the kasha never started, because an Uber is not bechlal roye, but not roye chama, right?
I'm sorry, I'm really getting distracted because I'm
on your way out. Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
realize they moved it back to 12:15 for me or 11:15 for me. So
yeah, okay. No, you're right.
Do you want me to stop?
Yeah, maybe stop.